This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to plead the fifth. One of us will be on the hot seat today for 5 questions. You got to answer all 5. However, you do get to plead the fifth on one of them. And today in the hot seat is myself.
Oh boy.
Coming back from the long weekend, coming back from being sick. I don't know what I have to look forward to today, but you guys have the 5 questions, and I can plead the fifth on one of the questions.
Gives you that one pass. Let's jump right into it. First question, Mercedes. What's the worst thing you ever done in a relationship that your partner does not know about?
Oh, boy. The worst thing I've done in a relationship that my partner doesn't know about. My current partner or any partner?
Your current partner. So that would be Matt.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this sounds worse than it is, but I think he doesn't care. But okay, so you know how on your iPhone a lot of people have the Face ID?
Yes.
So I put my Face ID on his phone.
No, you did not.
I did, because here's the reason why. A lot of times he asked me to do stuff on his phone, and instead of punching in the number, which we know each other's number, it's just easier to look at it and have it open up. So I went into his Face ID and put my face as one of the acceptable faces on his Face ID. But I don't think he knows that I did that.
So to get in his phone, you look at it and unlock. Okay,
it.
All right.
That's fair, I
guess. Is that wrong? I mean, is that bad?
No, it's brilliant.
It just saves me. I have the passcode anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Until Matt tries to log in, he's like, why doesn't it recognize my face?
Yeah, recognize both. Like, you can add multiple faces.
You can?
Just FYI. Yeah, you can put your face on your wife's phone.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I'm going back home today, getting James' phone.
Yeah,
I'm doing that.
You can do multiple faces, people.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Okay.
First question answered.
Question number 2, Mercedes, you ready?
Okay.
What is the most inappropriate thing you've ever done at work?
I think I act within the rules of the workplace. I'd say the most inappropriate thing I've ever done at work is walk out of a meeting when I didn't like what was being said. I had just had it. And you guys know me. Like, my face says it all, and my mouth is open. I can't take back what I say, so I just got up and I just walked right out, and I just was like, I'm not going to be responsible for what I want to say.
Did they know that you were walking out of frustration, or maybe like, oh, she's going to the bathroom and she's going to come back?
I think they thought I was going to the bathroom, but I never came back. So
oh my gosh. It's setting boundaries. It's not inappropriate.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, moving on here. Question 3. What's the biggest regret you have from your current relationship?
The biggest regret I have from my current relationship, I think it's and I recently apologized to Matt for this. I am not very affectionate sometimes. I kind of put a wall up, and he on the other end is very affectionate and loves to be just like hugged and touched. And I have not been doing that. So I, over the weekend, I actually apologized. I said, I just want to apologize. I've not been very affectionate and you deserve better. And so I apologize for that.
Then he's like, don't get affectionate now because you're sick.
He's like, stay away.
Keep it cold, honey. Yeah, keep it cold.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. I love the honesty here, but we're cruising along. We're on question number four.
I want to use my plead the fifth here.
All right, question four is, which of your friends do you think is the most attractive?
Oh, boy. That's tough. Because I don't want the other friends to be like, what, you don't think I'm attractive?
It doesn't mean that they're not. It just means who you think is the most. Could be guy, could be girl.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that
one. No, you're not.
Yes, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I don't want it. I think all my friends are gorgeous.
All I'm saying, are you sure? Because we still have question five, and that's one. That
Steph,
one's a brutal
one. Don't push her. She said she's pleading the fifth.
Okay.
Why? Is question five bad?
I don't know. You got to answer it, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I plead the fifth on that. I'm not going to answer that one.
Okay, final question. If you could erase one person from your partner's life, who would it be?
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Can I go back and answer the previous question?
No.
Nope.
Too late.
Erase one person currently from his life?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I will get in so much trouble for this.
You couldn't have said Suzanne was your most attractive friend.
We would have said, yeah, Suzanne is hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. His brother.
His brother?
What? Oh my God! This whole time I thought Matt was the only child.
Oh, then we've done a good job. We've done a great job then.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you didn't know Matt had a brother?
No, I didn't know. You never talked about him before.
There's a reason for that.
Oh no!
Mercedes.
There's more stuff I want to ask you, but
not plead the fifth.
Well, that's how the game works.
Wow!
That's how the game works.
Yep. This is not going on social media. Is this my chance?
Okay, that was the last question. Steph and I were just talking about this off the air before the game about sometimes this fifth question is usually like a real heavy one.
I know. I'm going to save my plead the fifth for the fifth question from now on. I should have known better. I could have easily said one of my friends' names and just told all my other friends, it was really you.
Does his brother listen to the podcast?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. I don't even know where the dude is.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a can of worms you guys don't want to open. I'm telling you.
Let's
you
talk
don't
more later.
Open it.
Next time Mercedes is in the hot seat, tell us Matt's brother's name. Tell us your favorite thing about his question, too. Tell us all about Matt's brother.
No.
All right, coming up here next, we have Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.